This segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by Moon Cursor. The Moon Cursor name pays tribute to the gold smuggling history of Osoyoos. The winery's focus has always been making premium wines from old world grape varieties like Tanat, Dolcetto, and Torrija Nacional. And for all of that hard work and dedication, Moon Cursor was recognized as the number one best performing small winery at the 2019 Wine Align National Wine Awards of Canada. Not only do they have a great wine club, but also think about giving a wine club membership as a great Christmas gift. You can find all of the details at mooncursor.com. My name is Terry David Mulligan. This is the December the 19th edition of Tasting Room Radio, the last weekend before Christmas. It's goofy. It's still silly. But in this, you know, every Christmas is like that. But literally, every year, we all just go through these crazy to-do lists, except this year it's different because, you know, if we're following regulations and orders and health issues, we aren't going anywhere. We're probably doing it on the internet on a phone. And as such, I thought we'd bring you information today. First of all, from Dana Van Mulligan, who is going to be doing a bubble list. She is the queen of bubble. She loves bubble. But we're going to start with Curtis Colt, who is a great friend. He's the Vancouver-based wine consultant. He is the occasional writer. You'll see his writing in Van Mag, which is where you should. He's a wine educator. He's a judge. I think he's a dog walker, too. Are you not?
I am, yes. Jack of all trades.
Thank you for doing this. Just to get up to speed, I never take anything for granted. How are you doing? Are you safe? Are you well?
I'm safe. I'm well. Been doing a lot of laptop type stuff, leading corporate tastings, chugging along day by day like everyone else's.
Did those people find you, or did you offer your services? How did that work?
Some people had come to me, and then I realized, oh, this is a thing that can work out. So I put a page on my site offering corporate tastings and what they could look like. And yeah, it's been going well. I've been doing a few of them per week. Lots of fun. It's nice to get FaceTime with people and good wine in people's hands.
We're 6 days before Christmas, and this is a busy week. Are these gift ideas? Are these wines of the year? Are these wines that really touch your heart?
You know, I think that these really tick all the boxes. These are just recommended wines for anyone to enjoy. I would be happy receiving any of them as a gift. And yeah, definitely all wines that I have enjoyed over the course of the year. Some exciting, you know, newer ones that are in the market that we haven't seen before. And yeah, I just think that they do tick all those boxes.
Curtis Colt, Vancouver-based wine consultant. You'll see his writing in Van Mag. He's a wine educator. He's a judge. All right, for example, let's just kick this off here. Idleswicker. Domaine Martin Jund, is that how you say it? Jund?
That's what I'm going with, yeah.
Jund, yeah. This is $31.99, 89 points from Gismondi on wine. This is an off-dry Pinot Blanc, Muscat, Riesling, and Gewürz. So this is a blend that caught your eye.
It is a blend out of Alsace. What I like, you know, I think mentioning with that $31.99 is this is actually a 1 liter bottle. So you do get a nice little bit extra in there, another glass or two. So very Alsatian style. The Edelsvicker, also known as a noble blend. Locals in British Columbia, I think, have become familiar with the style, a lot of them because of Heidi Noble out of Joie Farm on the Naramata Bench. And so, yes, this is an aromatic blend. There is a little bit of residual sweetness to it, but really rich citrus fruit, stone fruit, peaches, nectarines. Had this about two nights ago, and we decided to have a little kind of choucroute garni style dinner. So grilled sausages, sauerkraut, mustard, all of that. And it knocked it out of the park.
Wow.
This is a new wine. This is an exclusive to BC Liquor Stores. And yeah, it's really exciting, fun wine. Also good with any Asian cuisine, South Asian cuisine that has a little bit of heat to it. That little bit of residual sugar goes a long way.
Edelswicker, Domaine Martin Jund. I assume that would be the guy's name. So Martin Jund. I like that a lot. Whew.
Yeah.
And I love the fact that it is a Magnum, $31.99. So you basically for the whole table, and it, just pour it for the table.
Pour liberally, yes.
For your bubble, right?
Yeah.
And in terms of sweetness, it's off dry, which means one?
Yeah, I'd say around there. It's got a little bit of residual sweetness, but there is some good acidity that, you know, it is still a very balanced wine.
Curtis Colt, Vancouver-based wine consultant. He's a wine educator. He's a judge. Next one up is the Pusey Vale Eden Valley 2018 Riesling at a brilliant $19.99. Tell us about Pusey Vale.
The classic, this is actually an offshoot of Yolamba Winery in the Barossa Valley. This is an iconic Riesling from the Eden Valley. Very dry, lots of minerally crisp citrus character, lemon, lime, really, really juicy, shimmering acidity, really bright. Normally the price is $21.99, currently $19.99, limited time offer at BC Liquor Stores. That's until January 2nd, so you can stock up before the new year. And just really bright, you know, really great on its own, good with salty snacks. It's just a fun wine that has just, it just delivers year to year.
I like the fact that you've got suggested pairings, pasta with spicy tomato sauce, sushi, fresh cheese, cream cheese, chocolate dipped strawberries. So it'll do the whole nine yards.
I think it'll go with anything. Yeah, it's a super fun wine, very accessible, and yes, bone dry, lots of life to it.
And it's $2 off right now, so $19.99. Come on.
Yes.
Yeah,
grab killer bargain.
It's a 2018 Riesling from Pusey Vale, Eden Valley. Curtis Colt. He's a wine educator. He's a judge. Anthony Rupert Wines from South Africa.
The Protea Chenin Blanc, Protea named after a local flower that you see around South Africa. The Chenin Blanc is a ridiculous bargain at $14.99. Nice little brioche notes, some pears in there, some apple, a little bit rounder. I think those who are getting maybe a little tired occasionally of Chardonnay, this is a fun kind of step you can go towards. You still have those orchard fruits of your apples and pears and everything. Again, good with Asian cuisine, good with seafood, vegetable forward food. And the Anthony Rupert, the Protea Chenin Blanc, $15.
No kidding. It's
phenomenal. And beautiful package, too. The bottle's gorgeous.
Bottle is gorgeous. By the way, the word that you're really going to see is Protea.
Yeah.
Now, seafood salad and smoked salmon and oysters and scallops and prawns and stuff like that. I love that. But here's the deal. One of the pairings is chicken sandwich, which means that everybody who does a roast chicken or a roast turkey over the holidays, and you make sandwiches for the next 3 days, this is your pairing right here. The Chenin Blanc Rupert Wines Protea from South Africa at
$14.99, yeah.
Ridiculous. Great. Okay, let's take a break because I'm being overcome by all of this. He is Curtis Colt. He is, of course, a wine consultant, Vancouver-based, writes for Vancouver Magazine. He's a wine educator. He is a judge. And he's a nice guy. When we come back, we're going to continue on this list and find out where it's going to take us. This is Tasting Room Radio. I'm Terry David Mulligan. This segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by Moon Cursor. The Moon Cursor name pays tribute to the gold smuggling history of Osoyoos. The winery's focus has always been making premium wines from old world grape varieties like Tanat, Dolcetto, and Torrija Nacional. After all of that hard work and dedication, Moon Cursor was recognized as the number one best performing small winery at the 2019 Wine Align National Wine Awards of Canada. Not only do they have a great wine club, but also think about giving a wine club membership as a great Christmas gift. You can find all of the details at mooncursor.com. This segment of Tasting Rum Radio is brought to you by Hillside Winery. Naramata grown and raised. Unique, small lot, and terroir driven are terms best used to describe their wines. Led by veteran winemaker Kathy Malone. Just a heads up for December, a seated sensory tasting experience is available until December the 20th. Seasonal Saturdays at the Bistro every Saturday until December the 19th. There's a holiday gift guide and no limit complimentary shipping until December the 20th. All the details and hours of operation at hillsidewinery.ca. Welcome back to Tasting Room Radio. He's Curtis Colt. I'm Terry David Mulligan. And this is the December 19th, just before Christmas. What are you going to do with the next 6 days show? We will finish off with a lesson in bubble from Dana Van Mulligan, the wine diva. She's all ready to go. But Curtis, I asked you, Curtis Colt, you've read his articles in Van Mag. He's a wine educator. He's a judge. He's a Vancouver-based wine consultant. And I asked Curtis if he would just give me, what I said to you was, any wines of the year, what pops into your mind? I just kind of left it open with you. So we get to Bartier Brothers Semillon 2019. Was it wine of the year, or is it something you wanted us to know about?
Some of them definitely are wines of the year. Next up we have the Bartier Brothers, the 2019 Semillon, which I believe you and I are both smitten with. This wine, yeah. Out of Oliver, BC, Mike Bartier, legendary local winemaker in BC, has always been doing some fantastic stuff. Nice kind of waxy lemon lime fruit in here. So this is, you can, of course, order it directly from the winery, but this is at BC Liquor Stores. It's normally $19.99, but they're pretty much giving it away, $16.97. It's a limited time offer until January 2nd.
What do you pair with it?
This, I like fried things. So, in general, but with this wine, I like the idea of fried chicken, fish and chips. You know, anything kind of along that realm. I find that Semillon kind of just really laps that kind of stuff up.
Soft ripened cheese, soft, right?
Sure.
Okay. Smoked salmon, yeah. Oysters.
Yeah, no, absolutely. There's also a nice little slight briny character to it. It's just, yeah, super food friendly, good acid to it. It is a perennial favorite.
But he always said he was going to make Semillon. Simple as that.
Yeah, no, he's been dedicated to it. He's been, you know, making it. He made it when he was at Okanagan Crush Pad. He made it, back when he was at Township 7 in the early 2000s. And this is the same fruit he's been working with all this time.
Exactly.
He ended up buying the vineyard, yep, from the Sequeira family, Portuguese growers that had been there for a long time. And so he has been tending these vines a couple decades now.
Smart, smart, smart. So, Curtis, speaking of Semillon, I have something here that's been at my feet for months. This bottle of Curtis.
Well, looky there.
Was opened this summer, 2020, and poured for Chef Mark Felitto, John Weber from Orofino, and Reese Pender, Master of Wine. And you'll notice at the bottom, you didn't add the words hold. I told myself to hold it, and I asked Meg to hold it. It was at times the only bottle of white wine in the house. I said, no, don't take it. It's your Semillon 2011 Wild Ferment Okanagan Valley, raised in concrete from Okanagan Crush Pad. And it tasted fantastic. I just want to let you know. It was beautiful.
Yes. Michael Bartier was at the helm of this, and it was a pretty exciting project to work on. The proceeds went to the BC Hospitality Foundation. And it was those old Semillon vines at the Sequeira family vineyard. And it was a lot of fun, wild ferment. And it was really, really exciting, high acid, low alcohol. What was it, 11.7 something?
You keep talking, I'll tell you.
All right. Yeah. So somewhere around there, and wanted it. You know, I'm a big fan of those Hunter Valley Semillons.
Yep.
All right. In Australia, and so built to age, so really, really bright acidity, and yeah, I still have a couple bottles, so I'm glad that you checked it out with some of our good friends and colleagues as well.
Very nice, and I'm thrilled to have held on to it, and I held on to it since you won that Sommelier Award 2011. We're all slightly older now, and does it make you want to make another bottle of wine?
You know, it's something that I'd love to have my hand in something like that.
Okay,
at some point again, play around, and who knows what opportunities come. Woo! Yeah, I'm done forecasting anything nowadays, but who knows? Yes, hopefully it won't be my last.
I wanted to share that with you.
All right, thank you.
Curtis Colt, Vancouver based wine consultant. You'll see his writing in Van Mag. He's a wine educator, he's a judge. Hey, let's go to Tavel.
Wanted to put in a pink wine. You know, pink wine, rosé, arguably one of the most food-friendly styles of wine, especially when we are talking poultry, you know, turkey, chicken, or duck, or anything like that. And as much as I love a Provence rosé, you know, that crisp style that has a very light hue of pink to it, I still really enjoy the richness of a Tavel pink wine, which has a lot more skin contact and concentration and character to it. This is primarily Grenache, a little bit of Cinsault, some Syrah, and Carignan, but lots of juicy red berry fruit, cherries, raspberries, red currant. Little herbal note, maybe a little lift of spearmint in there, but it's a juicy pink wine. This isn't, you know, one of those super pale, very delicate.
There you go.
You know, fancy schmancy
exactly.
Ones. This is something that you can that it's big. It's enjoyable. Good for washing down any salty cheeses, stinky cheeses as well. Yeah, it's fun stuff.
You know, there are some fancy schmancy Tavels out there. There really are. I mean, price wise, they go up. The thing about that, me, a mere layman looking at wines, the color isn't not Provence. It isn't. It's darker by four times in some cases, right? That's the first thing. Second thing is, it's a completely different pink. It is engaging. It is food friendly. Basically, you might want to plan what you're going to pair with it at $27.99. And the color, don't be put off by the color. Literally, don't. It's darker than Provence, but it's what they do at Tavel. In Tavel,
yeah,
that's what they make. They're known for it. I gotta go there. All right, I'm just looking at. So it was $27.99. Thank you for that. Now down the bottom, did I say I was going to this? There's one of these has a really interesting. This is BC Liquor Stores, and I say that Provence Rosé, there's a something. There's a, is there a boxed pink that you could recommend for those people who aren't going out much and they need some? And I see Pays d'Arc Rosé, the Arrogant Frog, is there. They can't screw that up, can they?
No, I don't think so. I think it's going to be pretty accessible, and you know that's being brought in by Barb Phillip, Master of Wine, who is the European wine buyer for BC Liquor Stores. So, if she's behind something, if she's bringing it in, I will happily sip it often.
Okay, he is Curtis Colt, Vancouver-based wine consultant, writes for Vancouver Magazine. He's a wine educator and a judge. And I can't read the rest of his credits because I scribbled them. But that's pretty good. It's Curtis Gold. Sicily. This is a very interesting bottle. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so this is the Ypsilon from Tenuta Castellaro. It's a red wine from Sicily, down under, you know,
hot
in the south of Italy, the island of Sicily. There,
volcanic.
This is a newer product in our market. The varieties here are Corinto, which is, I believe, originally a Greek variety. Small, thick-skinned, black fruit, lots of pepper to it. There's Nero d'Avola in here as well, which has usually some nice kind of black olive, savory notes, some Italian plum. Alicante, red fleshed variety, juicy kind of red fruit. Really, really enjoyable. There's some nice baking spices in here, cloves, nutmeg, and maybe a little cardamom in there as well. Really intriguing wine. And, you know, I like this, a wine like this. It's, I'd say, towards a medium bodied red with a little bit of a chill on it. I think it really, really sings. And this is something that, you know, by all means you can do with turkey, with chicken, with, you know, duck. You know, this is kind of like having that berry compote.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Cranberry sauce, you know, that contrast where you have this, you know, bright kind of juicy fruit to go along with things.
From Sicily, Tenuta Castellaro, Ypsilon Rosso. And that's the word you'll see on the label. Y-P-S-I-L-O-N, Ypsilon. It's a beautiful bottle and fantastic inside and out. $35.99 as recommended by Curtis Colt. Ah, Robin Ridge Gamay. Robin Ridge, that's a Similkameen Valley?
It is Similkameen Valley, the mighty Similkameen, immediately west of the South Okanagan. Very, the landscape there is just jaw-dropping. The mountains are quite steep. It is quite rugged. It's a windy area. And in fact, it is so windy and dry that they don't really have to worry much about disease pressure or pest pressure or, you know, moisture kind of getting in the way. This is an organic wine from Robin Ridge, who have been doing Gamay, I want to say forever. Round black and red fruits to it, a good amount of fresh ginger in here as well. And, you know, for those who like, you know, medium-bodied Pinot Noir, look towards this Gamay. It's quite gorgeous, has a lot of character to it, and a little bit of a lashing of spice. $22.99, it is available at BC liquor stores. It's not often we see too much wine from the Similkameen Valley in BC liquor stores, so I think it's a great opportunity to, you know, explore this area. The Okanagan gets so much attention, but what's coming out of the mighty Similkameen is pretty impressive.
All right, Curtis Colt. Curtis said, let's take one more break here. And when we come back, we're going to talk about a smashing Barolo from Piedmont and Shiraz from the Barossa Valley to finish off this edition. And then we'll talk about the state of the BC wine and food business, hospitality business as well. Okay? He's Curtis Colt. I'm Terry David Mulligan. This is Tasting Room Radio. This segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by Hillside Winery. Naramata grown and raised. Unique, small lot, and terroir driven are terms best used to describe their wines. Led by veteran winemaker Kathy Malone. Just a heads up for December, a seated sensory tasting experience is available until December the 20th. Seasonal Saturdays at the Bistro every Saturday until December the 19th. There's a holiday gift guide and no limit complimentary shipping until December the 20th. All the details and hours of operation at hillsidewinery.ca. This segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by Enrico Winery, the picturesque 50-acre estate winery in the beautiful Cowichan Valley with a microclimate that allows them to grow seven different varietals, ranging from fruity whites to full-bodied reds. And speaking of reds, they are now introducing their Red Friday Mix and Match case lot sale for all of their red wines. It makes an amazing gift for the holidays. That offer is on the table until Christmas Eve. Enrico Winery, just 45 minutes north of Victoria in the Cowichan Valley. And to really get connected, sign up for their newsletter. Just head for their website, EnricoWinery.com. This is the Saturday before Christmas special on Tasting Room Radio for December the 19th. Because this time of the year can get so goofy. If you can just focus on a couple of things, there's a certain calmness that happens to listening to the sound of Curtis Colt talking about wine and prices and sweetness and things of that nature. Curtis, of course, with Vancouver Magazine, occasional writer. He's a Vancouver-based wine consultant and a wine educator and judge and a good guy. Now, before we get to the hospitality business, our food and wine friends out there, two more wines from your recommended list for the year. a smashing Barolo from Marchese di Barolo 2014.
Yes, I think that this is the epitome of value can come at every price. This is $59.99 at BC liquor stores. This is from the Abona family in Barolo in Piedmont. Marchese di Barolo, they are kind of founders of the region, the stylistic wines of the region. They control a little over 400 acres of, it's actually UNESCO World Heritage vineyards there in Barolo. They source the fruit for this one from a few different plots, making kind of the ideal cuvee. This is a textbook Barolo, you know, on the nose. Tar and roses, as they say, that's something that you're going to get in there. A lot of black fruit, blackberries, some black olives, a little bit of licorice, anise, some fennel top. Some, you know, little bit of grippy tannins, which keep everything in place. A good decanting certainly wouldn't hurt with this wine. It's a big boy, but it's got a lot of charisma. It has a lot of character, and really at $60, this is a phenomenal wine that you can enjoy now, but by all means, it'll lay down a good 10, 15 years.
Now there's a gift. There is a gift right there. And it doesn't have to be drunk the next day or the next week. You can just put it down, just lay it down for a while, unless you want to drink it, lay it down.
Sure.
Make your mind up. You will wait for a moment in your life when you go, I've got the wine for this. We're going to celebrate. Fantastic. It's a 2014, a Barolo, Marchese di Barolo. Wow. Fantastic. All right. And one more. Langmuir Valley Floor Shiraz from Barossa Valley, of course. Langmuir, the Valley Floor, 2017. So Valley Floor, what does that imply in Barossa?
It is at the heart of, I think, kind of the history of the region that we are seeing where we are seeing the planting kind of where they began and, you know, over time as they expanded. Langmuir are the custodians of some of the oldest Syrah vines on the planet, not just in Australia. They do have some vines that were planted in the 1840s and are still going.
Yeah.
Big gnarly vines that... that, you know, make for wines of great character. In the Barossa, you know, that's one of the areas that you want to be for premium Shiraz or Syrah. Some good peppery black berry fruit in here. Your spice box, the whole shelf there, cardamom, cinnamon, those sorts of things. And there is a nice little black licorice character. This is usually $34.99. Again, this is a limited time offer at BC liquor stores, going for $30.99. So you're getting $4 off there. Again, really punches above its weight class, widely available. James Lindner, his family have doing a phenomenal work at Langmuir for this is the Barossa Valley in a glass.
It's a very handsome bottle. Like, it's fantastic. The Langmuir signature is on the front label. It's black label, black bottle. A Shiraz from the Barossa Valley Floor for $30.99. You can layer down if you want. It's a 2017 currently. It's fantastic. Well done, Curtis Gold.
Yeah.
Well done. All right. Time to get, let's just go around the room here. What's currently in your fridge? What's in there? Come on.
What's currently in my fridge? I have a little Rioja from Lopez de Haro. I have their Reserva. That is something where it is actually in the fridge and pull it out a good probably about a half an hour before going to have it, just so there is still a little bit of a chill. When you live in Vancouver in a 550 square foot condo, your fridge is also your wine cellar. That's how it is. You know, you know, that one has some nice brambly kind of fruity tobacco notes and everything to it. I think it's 2015 vintage. And that's the nice thing about Spain is they kind of age the wine for you. Also the very first wine that we talked about, that Edelsvecker from Martin Jund, I have some of that in there. It's a 1 liter bottle, you know, it fits a little awkward in the fridge, but you make it work. And so, yeah, that's definitely been a food-friendly one around here.
One more wine comment. Just going back, I finally found what I wanted to say. When we were talking about the Tavel, sure. Down the bottom on the BC Liquor Stores, it always has recommendations. And it has Arrogant Frog and one thing. It's got a Grenache Pinot Noir, Rosé, Bota Box. I'm looking for people want... they're standing there at liquor stores. They say, what box would you buy? Well, I wouldn't buy most of that. But that little one over there and that one over there, you can't go wrong, that kind of thing. So I'm always looking to recommend boxes for people. But however, in this list, it has Provence Rosé. It's this Perrin Miraval. It was always called Perrin Miraval. No, it was always called Miraval. And the Perrin family, of course, makes the wine for Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie. When did they start to put Jolie Pitt on the label?
I want to say maybe about 3 years ago. That's when I first started seeing it around. So, so, you know, Provence Rosé, it's going to jump off the shelf anyways.
Of course it is.
Yes, once you throw those names on there, this I think that really sweetens up the deal.
Okay. By the way, we're going to put the list of everything that Curtis talked about on our website, Tasting Room Radio. I'll try to put some bottle shots in there as well. And a shot of him. It's the same one we use every time. It's just different hair. Now, 2020, Curtis.
Yes.
Did you see this coming, or when did you see this coming? And how did you adjust?
You know, I think it was the same time as everyone else here kind of came to terms with it. And when that it was that day that they canceled the NBA season,
yeah,
and Tom Hanks got it. And it was like, okay, this is real. And then, you know, I think that there was an optimistic thought that maybe, you know, a few months and we'd start to be in the clear. But this is where we are now. But and there's been a lot of learning. But and, you know, I think for the most part, people are behaving, doing the right thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, certainly around these parts. And so it's been great to see. You know, we've been seeing a lot of innovation, like we've said, in the wine industry, of online tastings. And, you know, it's helped nudge our liquor laws in the right direction here in British Columbia.
No kidding.
You know, restaurants finally get a wholesale discount after, you know, generations of restaurateurs asking for it, and restaurants being able to sell wine retail wise, which is just, you know, a fantastic opportunity for them to keep revenue going, because of course seating is limited in restaurants, and all sorts of other challenges. And we're seeing some excellent opportunities that restaurants are taking, putting together some fun wine lists of things to sell, you know, out the door, and exposing people to new things. And so, yeah, it's been pretty cool to see some of that innovation and ingenuity as well.
Hey, Curtis, are you concerned about the smaller winery operations in BC, that they won't be there this time next year?
This is, you know, a tough one. From what I have seen, this is, of course, just anecdotal. I think many in the wine industry did quite well. You know, tourism, local tourism was still allowed this summer. And we are seeing that on a retail basis, people are certainly drinking. So, you know, I think that wineries are in a little bit of a better place than restaurants right now. And not to say that that is across the board, but... You know, I think that those that are ensuring that they're, you know, keeping on top of their marketing, getting things out there, keeping their name out there is as well. I know that tourism benefited wineries. A lot of them stopped doing walk-ins and went to appointment only.
Yeah.
And so even though they were seeing less people over the course of the summer, they were seeing less people, but those people had more of an engaged experience.
Exactly.
You know, sit down and everything with the protocol. And so you end up getting people spending a little bit more. And so that kind of evens things out. And so, you know, hopefully we'll see, you know, things continue in the right direction with the wine industry. And that is, you know, one of the benefits of everybody still keeping wine in the fridge and on their shelves.
Which leads me to the question of 2021. How long do you get a sense of how long it will be before some sort of normalcy rolls through here? Are we talking summer?
Well, it looks like I think that they were just saying last day or two that those looking to be vaccinated should be able to have everyone covered by the end of the summer. And of course, it's not going to be like flicking a light switch on or off. I think hopefully we'll start seeing a few months into the new year things starting to ease a little bit and go in the right direction. And then, hopefully that will also reflect on restaurants being, that they would be able to be a little bit more accessible to people. Perhaps a little bit more seating and sure. So on.
So we can help. We can help. And right now, I would also encourage anybody who's listening to pay attention to your local food bank. If you can contact them, if you can donate money to your local food bank, they are in great need right now, especially this year. They really, really need our help. So think food bank if you can, and do it in somebody's name. Do it in the honor of someone, maybe in the memory of someone.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
As a gift, for that matter. Mm-hmm. And finally, thank you for doing this. This is much appreciated. How do people get a hold of you? I know at Curtis Colt is one way.
Yes, on Instagram, at Curtis Colt, KURTISKOLT, and then the website follows right along. It's curtiscolt.com. And I'm pretty sure it'll be linked on your website. I'm easily Googleable as well. Okay. I'm around.
And by the way, I should have told you this at the top of the show. We have done this on Zoom, and the Zoom video will be airbrushed and then will be put on our website by Corey Wood. Hi, Corey. Thank you. And you can enjoy this in video real time.
Nice.
Thank
Looking
you,
forward
Curtis.
To it, and I'll tackle some of that bubble that Dana Van Mulligan talks about as well.
Thank you. What will you be opening New Year's Eve, do you think?
Ooh, I don't know. I think I need to catch Dana's segment and then follow from there, right?
Thank you, Curtis. Yes, of course.
All right. Thanks for having me.
The Wine Diva is next. She is Dana Van Mulligan with our bubble special to finish off. Curtis Colt has been our guest. Go find him. He's well worth your time and effort. Thanks, Curtis. All right. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. This segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by Enrico Winery, the picturesque 50-acre estate winery in the beautiful Cowichan Valley with a microclimate that allows them to grow 7 different varietals, ranging from fruity whites to full-bodied reds. And speaking of reds, they are now introducing their Red Friday Mix and Match case lot sale for all of their red wines. It makes an amazing gift for the holidays. That offer is on the table until Christmas Eve. Enrico Winery, just 45 minutes north of Victoria in the Cowichan Valley. And to really get connected, sign up for their newsletter. Just head for their website, EnricoWinery.com. This segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by The Hatch, who would like to announce that Black Swift Vineyards has opened The Nest. Their tasting room is open on a first-come, first-served basis, no booking required, currently accepting groups of up to 6 people in accordance with good response guidelines. They have a wonderful patio and a picnic area. You can often find on site Grumpy Chef, Little Tokyo Ramen, and their very own Smoke Show, smoked meats barbecue food truck on the site. BlackSwiftVineyards.com and TheHatchWines.com. I'm Terry David Mulligan. She is Dana Van Mulligan, the Wine Diva. You can find all the information we're talking about and more at winediva.ca, winescores.ca, which is a serious look at wine, serious, really serious, like a deep search. And have fun with the main page when you get there. I always go to wines and I press that and a drop-down menu comes. There's all sorts of things there, like articles that she's been writing. But I like wine lists. She's an expert on wine lists, very good at it, but just know that it's taken a year to get this list compiled, tasted, written, notes written about, all those things. It's a staggering amount of wine that for one people to taste, and I can't imagine what recycling looks like at your house. Now, so the bubble, and we've established that you're a bubble hound, because you speak about wine. You have wine bubble symposiums all the time. So let's give them a crash course here. Okanagan Crush Pad, the Narrative XC Method Sparkling, Okanagan Valley, of course, from Summerland. What is Narrative XC?
A blend of Pinot Blanc, Gewurztraminer, Chardonnay, and Pinot Noir, mostly. That's what I was told by the winemaker. Mm-hmm. And it's called XC just because that's the name of the tanks that they make it in. Beyond that, that's the only reason. But it's definitely on the sweeter side. It's kind of like apples and oranges, and it's got a very nice fizzy character to it. It's a fun wine at $24 and $24, $25. It's 2018 vintage.
They really did make a commitment to bubble Okanagan Crush Pad. They really did. You got to hand it to them. How about See You Later Ranch Sparkling Brut from the Okanagan Valley?
Yeah, so this is a blend of traditional method sparkling wine blend that was aged on lees for 3 years. So it's got a little bit more of that complexity, kind of like apple turnovers, grilled lemons, kind of a roasted creamy character. And for $24, it's a great deal. I think if you can get this probably in quite a few places around the province.
She's the wine diva, Dana Van Mulligan. I believe, Dana, it was you who really did school me on cava. You said, what do you know about cava? And this was years ago. How about a cava?
Yeah, you know, for me, cava offers some of the best value in the market because it is traditionally made. So it's a more labor-intensive way of making sparkling wine. And this happens to be Freixenet, and the classic black bottle. It's the Cordon Negro bottle, and you know it's inexpensive. I know it's like $16.50, but really it's got some nice freshness to it and creaminess to it. It's straightforward, but it's a very enjoyable bubbly, and you can buy that by the case and just have it around all the time.
And you like their gold bottle, the Prosecco from Veneto, right?
Yeah, so Freixenet has branched out from Spain, where they make the cava, where their home is, to make Prosecco. Obviously, they saw the popularity of Prosecco, so they decided to branch out, and they made a pretty decent bottle of Prosecco from the Veneto, and it's $20, and it's a beautiful little bottle. It's kind of like a crystal-looking bottle, so, you know, they did a good job.
I'm Terry David Mulligan. She is Dana Van Mulligan, the wine diva.
Gravitas is also from Cava. It's also from Spain, $16.99. I personally think this one's kind of one step up from the Freixenet. I think it's got a little bit more complexity. It's been in the market for a long time, and it's so widely available. $16.99. It's a great bottle to have around at the holidays.
There's a lot of Prosecco coming out of the Veneto, Italy, and for that matter. Why the Valdo?
Valdo has been in the market forever, I think. It's probably one of the most longest living Proseccos in our market. It's the Marco Oro. And I know it used to be the number one selling in our market. I'm not sure if it still is, but $23.99, that's about the price you pay for a Prosecco. It's in that price point. And it's got a nice freshness to it, nice floral character. It's very easy to drink.
Let's do some BC bubble. Dana Van Mulligan, the wine diva. This is a bubble list for you, heading into Christmas and especially New Year's. The Play Estate Winery, Teatro Moscato Frizzante. Now, teatro means theater, so how does that get in there?
Well, I think it just has to do with play. It's a play on words, the teatro.
Okay.
The winery itself is in Penticton and Scawhall Hills area. And this wine is made from Muscat, so you kind of think right away it's going to be sweet.
Sweet, yeah.
But it's not overly sweet. It just has a little bit of fruit sweetness to it. It's got some nice citrus. It's a pretty drink. It's a charming wine, and it's $22, 2019 vintage.
And we know that Township 7 Vineyards has made a commitment to a bubble. Their winery, Seven Stars Equinox. You've talked about this one before. Have they made enough for all of us?
Well, I kind of took a look at the list, and I know some of them are no longer available, and I did want to at least talk about wines that are available. This is a Pinot Noir, and we know that Township 7 is putting a lot of effort into their bubble program now. They're making five different ones, competing on a world-class level. This one, the Pinot Noir, like I said, has got so much complexity and a very fine, tiny bubble to it. It's a razor-sharp finish, $46, 2016 vintage.
Many years ago, when Harry McWaters proudly poured his Stella's J Mountain J Brut, it might have been a different Brut at the time, but Stella's J was, I think, the first bubble, really serious committed bubble in the Okanagan. How's it doing now?
Well, it's still around. It's got its own name now. It started out as Sumac Ridge Stellar's Jay, but now Stellar's Jay is its own brand. And it's, you know, it's readily available. I think it's a very reliable, it's always a very reliable wine. It's Pinot Blanc, Pinot Noir, and Chardonnay, always made traditionally. And just, you're not going to go wrong with it. $23, and it's the 2016 vintage right now.
I love the Blue Mountain Vineyard and Cellars Brut Rosé. I love a Brut Rosé from anyone. But from Blue Mountain, you know it's going to be great.
Like, you know, I would say they're the bubble program at Blue Mountain is probably their flagship. You know, people know them for that, even though they make a wide range of, you know, French varietals and sparkles. This one is, of course, Pinot Noir with Chardonnay. And it does have a light, so it's have some skin contact. It's a little bit pink. It's got that red berry aromas, nice taut acidity, brioche characters. And you can't go wrong with any sparkle from them. It's $40 and it's the 2016 vintage.
Best of the bubbles from Dana Van Mulligan, the Wine Diva, winediva.ca, winescores.ca. Just go to the website and there's a drop-down list when you hit wines, and then there's the wine list, and just have fun with it. It's fantastic. Print it up. Have it with you. Lacadie from Annapolis Valley, Nova Scotia, just outside of Halifax. It's taken a while for them to get up and running and find out what the land and the terroir would give them. And Lacadie was fantastic. Hard work to get to this point. And congratulations to them for having two bottles back to back. You want to tell them about it?
Yeah, so I actually have three of their wines in this list. I've got their rosé, their vintage cuvée, and as well their Prestige Brut Estate, which we talked about last week. So the Prestige Brut is about $55. The vintage cuvée rosé and the vintage cuvée are a little bit less. They're probably about $20 less. 2017 vintage. You can find them in BC private wine stores. Just really well-made wines from a great winemaker from Nova Scotia. And I think they're just interesting, you know, something to try because it's not easy to get wine from Nova Scotia unless you're in Nova Scotia. So they're all, I think all three of them are worth trying.
And congratulations to the winemaker, the owner, former British Columbia winemaker owner, Bruce Ewart at Lacadie. Thank you for doing that. I appreciate it. A couple more from British Columbia. Mission Hill, family estate winery, their Reserve Brut. Well made.
This is made like a Prosecco. That's the style it's made. So it's not a traditional method. So their secondary fermentation, which causes the bubbles, is done in a tank. And it's made from Pinot Noir and Chardonnay. And it's just a fizzy, approachable wine. It's got tree fruits and floral characters. Like I said, if you like Prosecco, this is right in your wheelhouse.
Let's finish where we should finish, because they'd probably yell at me, at us, if we didn't mention, because they're a bubble house, Fitzpatrick Family Vineyards. The Fitz Brut and the Fitz Reserve Sparkling Rosé.
Yeah, I mean, Fitz as well is doing a fantastic job with their sparkling wine program. They're made from the historic Greta Ranch vineyard, where is between Summerland and Peachland, there along Highway number 97. And this particular one, the that we're talking about, the Fitz Brut, is made from Chardonnay, Pinot Noir, Pinot Blanc, and Pinot Meunier. And it's got weight and complexity, freshness, $33 a bottle, great price. And then their Fitz Reserve Sparkling Rosé is just a few dollars more at $42, $43. And this one's made entirely of Pinot Noir. So it's just a light blush color. It's got that tangerine, raspberry, cranberry aromas. Lovely wines.
It's wonderful to just lock yourself in and chill these wines down and enjoy. Enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. And I know you will. She's Dana Van Mulligan. She is the Wine Diva. Wineeva.ca, winescores.ca. You can see her in Vines Magazine, Monte Cristo, Vitus, and Taste Magazine. She writes, she tastes, and she shares her knowledge with us and with us at Tasting Room Radio. Merry Christmas, Dana. Happy
Merry
New
Christmas.
Year. Happy New Year.
Same to you.
Let's see what 2021 brings.
A lot more, I hope.
Thank you. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Take care. Be safe. We'll see you around the corner. This segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by The Hatch, who would like to announce that Black Swift Vineyards has opened The Nest. Their tasting room is open on a first-come, first-served basis, no booking required, currently accepting groups of up to 6 people in accordance with good response guidelines. They have a wonderful patio and a picnic area you can often find on site, Grumpy Chef, Little Tokyo Ramen, and their very own smoke show, Smoked Meats Barbecue Food Truck on the site. BlackSwiftVineyards.com and TheHatchWines.com.